Share number 31, continuing the Chayvus HaLevavos in Perek Gimel, and we talked about the Tnai HaChamishi last time, and that was that no one could hurt or cause benefit to a person except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rubinstein writes that the mitzvah that we say in Kriya Shema V'lo Sasuru Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Einechem not only refers to the Chiyuv to guard your eyes from inappropriate gazing, from inappropriate sights, but based on the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, it also includes not believing what your eyes see and what appears to contradict Hashem's existence in this world. And that's called not going after your eyes. When you look around and you see things and it looks one way and it looks like people could help you and people could hurt you and people support you and people don't support you, all that goes around in your life looks like other people and things have power over you or the ability to help you. And comes along the pasuk and says, "No, v'lo yisasur achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem." You're being fooled. Don't follow what your eyes say. It's not the reality. And the reality is that every human being who's here to help you, or chas v'shalom, to do hurt you, are only puppets in the hands of Hashem. And they're the shluchim to bring out His will. And this is a very important hashkafa regarding life, parnasa, refuah, shiduchim. Sometimes we lose hope. Think Hashem can't help us in this area. And we're so busy chasing all other types of things. But all of a sudden, a person who's a Baal Bitachin, who connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he starts learning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really calling all the shots. And to whom else should we turn but HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Sometimes, he says, a person might complain. He says, yes, people come to him, Rav Rubinstein, and say, why did I really marry my spouse, my wife, my husband? But the Baal Bitachin knows that Hashem makes Shiduchim. And he says to himself, my spouse has certain milas, which are good for me, and certain chisrinus, which are going to help me reach my shleimus. And each one will say that. And when a person has complaints and a person has tainus, if a person is able to understand that really it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's running the show, then he realizes that this is all a Teivasai. No one can help him and no one can hurt him. Now obviously, Chazal tell us in Masechta Bava Basra, Megagol in Zchus HaYidei Zakai, V'Choyva HaYidei Chayev, that good things happen through the conduit of good people, and bad things are brought about through bad people. When Hashem sends something good to a person, He chooses a person who is a Zakai, person who's good to be the messenger. And this goes hand in hand. If a person really wants to help someone else and do a chesed for someone, he has that zchus, he's the Zakai who wants to help someone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guide him to be able to help others. And Big Bali Bitachin, who understand Megaglin Zchus HaYidei Zakai, when things come their way, and deals come their way, and Shiduchim come their way, and ideas come their way, they stop for a moment and they say, who's the one giving me this idea? Who's the one trying to help me? Who's the Shliach here? Is this Shliach a Zakai? Is this a Shliach of someone who's a good person? Or is this Shliach someone who's a Chayev? A Chayva, someone who's not such a good person? Because we know that if it's a schus, it'll be Ayidei Zakai. And Chas V'Shalom, if it's a Chayv, it'll be Ayidei Chayev. And therefore, if you want to find a good Shliach, if you want to find a good Shidduch, you want to find a good business partner, or someone to initiate a business deal, you have to find a good Shliach. Because Megalgalin Schus Ayidei Zakai. But Megalgalin Chayv Ayidei Chayev. Rav Chatzkel Levinstein, Zecharin Levach, used to say very simply, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the decision that 6 million Yidden have to perish in the Holocaust, he used a Rasha named Hitler, Yimach Shemai, who hated Jews and wanted to kill Jews. He rose to become the most powerful leader in the world at the time against all odds. Rav Chatzkel used to say you could see the Yad Hashem in the rise of Hitler. His whole prominence and power defied logic. Aleph, he wasn't German, he was Austrian. He was born out of wedlock from a servant girl. He was a rebel, a fugitive. And eventually he rose to become the Chancellor of Germany and a dictator with absolute power. He was epileptic, he was not intellectual, he was a bricklayer. This is cultured Germany. Bricklayers are not the cultured people. And yet, in this cultured Germany, they worshipped him. And they came to salute and scream, Heil Hitler. And they went to war and murdered at his command. It's mind-boggling and it defies all logic. Said Rav Chatzkel, this concludes and answers those who question Hashem and wonder where Hashem was. It was only Hashem. He was the one pulling the strings, and he felt Klal Yisrael needed a punishment. Now, that doesn't mean every single person who died al Kiddush Hashem was worthy of that punishment, but Klal Yisrael as a whole, and that's something we've talked about numerous times on Tisha B'Av, and Rabbi Victor Miller has a book about it, where he shows clearly how Klal Yisrael was in a very bad matziv over hundreds of years from the Haskalah and was falling apart. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring this terrible punishment. But it was Hashem running the show and pulling the strings, using the Chayev. That doesn't make it that Hitler, his country, is innocent of murder. The Rambam and the Ramban all talk about the Mitzrayim got punished, even though they were doing what Hashem wanted to be done. They still get punished for their actions. But that in itself, since they are a Chayva, since they are not good people, Hashem brings along another not good thing for them to do so he can continue their punishment. And that's what a person has to start opening his eyes. A person who is a Betech B'Hashem starts seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam in everything that happens to him. The people are just the puppets. The people are just the puppets. They are the puppets that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given power to do. But who's the one pulling the strings? That's the Ribbono Shel Olam. That doesn't mean you don't have Akaras HaTayiv to the people who help you. Adarabba, of course you have to have Akaras HaTayiv. Hashem is helping you through them. And when you dive into Hashem, you say, thank you for allowing so-and-so to help me. Please continue to give him the ability to be able to help me. You're being Beteach B'Hashem, at the same time having Akaras HaTayiv. You're having Akaras HaTayiv for the messenger and Bitochen to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The bitachon should not be in the messenger. The akaras hatayv is in the messenger. The bitachon has to be in the Ribbono Shel Olam.